Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering. We start today with a lawsuit. Were health officials in Massachusetts secretly installing tracking software on our phones? That's what a class action lawsuit filed this month against the Massachusetts Department of Public Health claims about the COVID-19 contact tracing app, MassNotify. And it makes contact tracing, Google and Android, the latest front in this battle over COVID prevention policies. Hiawatha Bray is the Boston Globe's technology writer here in this latest edition of Tech Talk to explain it to us. Welcome.
Glad to be here.
Okay, so this is about those apps that Massachusetts rolled out that would let you know if you've been in proximity to somebody who had COVID. Mm-hmm. And of course, that relied on essentially using your phone to know where you and the people around you have been, right?
That's absolutely right. By the way, the suit was filed last month because I know it's the turning of the month. It is now December.
Technically, oh, that's
right.
Today is
first
December
day of
1st.
December.
There
right.
we go. Technically last month. Thank
that's
you for that.
Right.
All right, so what is the suit actually about?
Well, there are two people in Massachusetts whose names escape me. It's in the story, who are upset about this. And by the way, I know people were upset because I had to write a story about this back in 2021 when this first happened. People opened their Android phones and they saw this thing saying basically there's this COVID tracing app on your phone. And they never downloaded it. They never asked for it. And they're sitting saying, who are these people to add apps to my phone without my permission? Well, what happened is that the state worked with Google to come up with a way. Because what had happened is the state at first introduced its own separate app to do this. It was called Mass Notify. And hardly anybody used it. Now, let me explain what this app is supposed to do. Both Google and Apple, the other major smartphone maker, got together and came up with a plan where they were trying to figure out how you could trace whether somebody was near someone who was infected with COVID without violating their privacy.
Right.
What they came up with was this idea that you would put apps on everybody's phones that would simply detect the Bluetooth radio signals from other people's phones. Now, if somebody had COVID, Now, and by the way, that's one of the interesting things about this. People would have to voluntarily provide this information. If you were infected with COVID, you could choose to tell your app that you were infected
right,
with COVID.
Right, and your phone couldn't magically know
that's
unless
right.
you told it.
You would have to tell your phone, I've had COVID. Now, every time you walk through a crowd of people, your phone is broadcasting a signal that basically says you're near somebody who's been infected with COVID. I'm not going to tell you who it is. I'm just going to tell you you're near someone who's been infected with COVID. Your phone picks that up, and you get a little thing. If you have turned on the app on your phone, you get a little message saying you were within proximity of somebody who had COVID at such and such a time and so on. Go get information about getting yourself tested, whatever. The whole idea was to see if you could use this method to trace COVID, people infected with COVID.
And as I understand it, Hiawatha, the key thing was that here in the States and here in this state, it was voluntary, which would reduce the take-up and make it harder for it to be effective.
Absolutely. I should point out that it hasn't, the whole idea never really seems to have worked, but not perhaps because it was technically impossible. There is some evidence in when it was early on in this process, British users were given this option, and a lot of people took it up in Britain, and there is some statistical evidence that those who use the app did indeed reduce their exposure to COVID. So there's some evidence that this would have worked if enough people had used it. But here in the States and in most of America, very few people did.
So therein lies the rub. So now we've got this new Civil Liberties Alliance suit on behalf of Robert Wright and Johnny Kula.
Yeah, right.
One Massachusetts resident, one New Hampshire resident who commutes to Massachusetts.
That's right.
From your story.
And they found this thing was being installed on their phones without their asking for it. That's because the state got together with Google and said, is there any way you could build this into the Android operating system so that everybody would get it? But although they would still have to voluntarily turn it on, it would automatically be installed on every phone in Massachusetts. And that's what happened.
But my understanding, and I really may understand this wrong. Mm-hmm. I thought it was that on the Apple phone, it had to be turned on. And on the Android phone, it had to be turned off.
No, actually, it has to be turned on consciously on either of these phones. It has to be voluntary.
Okay.
At least that's what they're saying, because that's the most interesting thing about this lawsuit. The lawsuit claims that even if it is turned off, The version that we've got here in Massachusetts is transmitting Bluetooth data to everyone in the vicinity, even though you haven't volunteered to turn it on. They're not
identifying
you.
That's the claim of the suit.
That's a claim of the suit. I know of no evidence that this is the case. And as IA has, as it has been explained to me, it's not transmitting anything if it's turned off. If they are correct in their claim, they might have a point there. And that's an interesting problem. But you know, the other problem is that even when it's turned on, it's not saying, hey, this is Hiawatha Bray. It just says, here is a code of a phone that has this app running on it.
So you're skeptical that there's a real claim here.
I am, because I'm not sure whose privacy is exactly being violated here. If the data being transmitted by this, especially if you never turned it on, doesn't identify you.
And is there nothing to this idea, Hiawatha, that you put something, if I understand it correctly,
sure,
from your article or from a couple of others that I read, they're also essentially claiming these two people.
Right.
That they tried to take it off their phone, mm-hmm, and it came back.
Yeah, well, that makes sense, because
that
the whole idea
invasive.
Is they have, well, is it? I mean, you got to remember, Apple, Google, all these people are upgrading their operating systems all the time.
So when you upgrade the operating system,
that's
here
right,
we go.
You get this app, and this is routine, that they add new capabilities to people's phones without asking their permission. They do it all the time. What they are supposed to ask your permission about is anything that involves collecting data on you, anything that involves transmitting data on you. They add new stuff without those kinds of features all the time. And so they could easily say, well, so what? We just added this to your phone. If you don't want to use it, don't use it.
And the new Civil Liberties Alliance, and we'll talk more about them in a second, mm-hmm, basically said, we went after Android because it was Android users who were complaining.
Right. They have not heard any complaints from Apple users. And I don't know if any Apple users have any complaints about the way they do it there, which is in many ways pretty similar, as I understand it. It's built into the operating system, this new feature for tracking COVID and other diseases.
But you have to activate
it. But you're supposed to turn it on in order for it to actually work. And if you don't turn it on, it's just sitting there.
All right. So now let's talk about the suit, because this was also interesting. This new Civil Liberties Alliance, you report D.C.-based. Some amount of their money comes from Charles Koch, who
right,
was a conservative,
mm-hmm,
activist. Yeah. But they've sued in the Commonwealth before. They sued Governor Baker in 2020 around pandemic restrictions here in the Commonwealth, of the Massachusetts
Supreme Court. Yeah, I am not familiar with that case. I can believe it, because they are basically a conservative civil liberties organization, and they're very concerned about these kinds of issues. I personally don't have any problems with that, just that there are liberal civil liberties organizations that sue about other matters. This is the kind of thing that they get exercised about. And I know they've been involved in other cases regarding really almost what you might call the larger issue around this, because the other reason this is, I think, a hot issue is the growing belief, particularly among conservatives, that there is some kind of an unholy alliance between government and big tech companies, where the government is basically coming in and saying, we want you guys to limit what people can see and read. Right now, there is a lawsuit that has been filed by the attorneys general
that's the way you say it,
of Louisiana and Missouri have filed a federal lawsuit, and they're doing discovery right now and claiming to have found evidence that a variety of government agencies go to Twitter and Facebook and Google and say, we want you to limit the way people talk about certain issues online.
And we don't know, but that's where the lawsuit is right now.
I'm sorry. Well, that's a different lawsuit. Yeah, and
right,
it is currently ongoing, and I have not gone through all the materials that they have yet, but they're getting emails and all kinds of stuff. And this is a fascinating issue, because I think there could be conceivably some truth to it, especially after we had that whole fuss about the disinformation board that the federal government at the Homeland Security was talking about setting up a few months ago that caused this explosion of controversy.
So this is piece of a bigger political
context. There's this whole feeling that this kind of thing may be happening in the U.S., and
okay,
that's part of this.
So last question before I let you go.
Right.
If I own an Android phone, say that three mm-hmm times fast, right now, is that tracking app still on it?
Oh, yeah, it should be. I've looked at it. Certainly on mine, and I just don't turn it on. And I got to say, I've known about it for months, and I just said, well, whatever. But if it bothers you, well, I don't think there's a lot you can do about it.
Same with an Apple, an iPhone. It's
that's
on
right
there now.
It's there, but just don't use it.
All right. That is it for this week's edition of TED Talk. Boston Globe technology writer Hiawatha Bray, you make everything fascinating.
Well, I try.
Thanks for coming in
okay
today.
Okay. Thanks a lot.